Hey guys, I'm barely awake right now after a long, heavy nap. I'm in a pretty terrible mood, and I'm in the rare spirit of being completely uninspired. So, what better time to start up a podcast? Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Me Reading Stuff. I'm Robin. You're whoever the hell you are. And we're all dealing with stuff. We're walking through life. Some of us are finding love. Some of us are developing more and more hatreds. Can hatred be plural? I don't know. We are getting in the occasional car accident, fender bender, fender bumper, thunder bumper. There was a restaurant I grew up with, and I loved it. This was in the suburbs of Dallas-Fort Worth called Thunder Bumpers. Does anyone remember that from the DFW area? It was really good. I think it was like hamburgers and French fries and that kind of thing. Anyway, what else are we doing? We're contracting diseases. We're developing crushes on our doctors. We're riding in cabs. We're riding in Ubers. Sometimes we're riding in Ubers where the Uber driver told us someone had just thrown up in it. That happened to me recently. And my biggest fear is throw up and throwing up. We're eating tacos, which is what I'm planning to eat tonight. Rice Krispie Treats. I love Rice Krispie Treats. I'm more into dessert now than I've ever been. Have I told you guys that? You know, I was always like, eh, I hate dessert. I only like savory. I like salty. I like vinegary. Well, guess what? You turn 41 and you start liking cake and all sorts of shit. What else are we doing? We're putting blankets over our loved ones' little bodies. We are wishing we were helicopter pilots. We are expecting too much of others and being disappointed when they don't come through. We're enjoying a cool breeze that just came through our window. That's me speaking about me. And we're just loving life and hating it at the same time. Hey, by the way, before I forget, I'm recording and making sure this mic is working. Last week, I apologized for sound issues. I haven't been recording a lot lately, so apparently I was just talking into my laptop and my mic wasn't being used properly. So I'm sorry if that sounded bad. Let's see, we're here to read something, so let's do that. I do not have anything planned. So I'm going to hit pause on this device here, and I will be right back with something for you. Here I am. Okay, you guys, I'm going to be reading from an anthology. This is called Short, an international anthology of 5 centuries of short stories, prose poems, brief essays, and other short prose forms. It's edited by Alan Ziegler, and it is from Percy Press. I think it's called, is it, it's Persea, one word. So I'm going to go with Percy, and I think this was 2014. I've never read Jamaica Kincaid on the podcast, so this is a nice new writer for us. Jamaica Kincaid, born in Antigua in 1949. I don't know how long she's lived in the States, but she's lived here for a while. Novelist, essayist. I didn't know this until today when looking her up, but just now, she's an expert gardener and also writes about gardening, which, by the way, I am a horrible gardener. Well, I wouldn't say horrible. One time I had an herb garden that was out of control in a great way. One time I also grew moonflowers, which bloom at night. I've had my moments when I really care for, and I have one plant that my friend Eva gave me when I moved into this studio, and it's going strong. And I just got a new plant slash tree from Billy that is here in my studio that I love. So I don't know. I feel like this is a sign that Jamaica Kincaid is telling me I need to get into this, an indoor garden. I don't want to. I'm not going outside, Jamaica. Who do you think I am? All right. Jamaica Kincaid, The Letter from Home. That's what I'll be reading. I'm in the listy kind of mood, not lusty, listy. You heard my style of speaking earlier. I'm just liking to list things quickly. So this is the perfect thing for us today. Okay, once again, The Letter from Home. I milked the cows. I churned the butter. I stored the cheese. I baked the bread. I brewed the tea. I washed the clothes. I dressed the children. The cat meowed. The dog barked. The horse neighed. The mouse squeaked. The fly buzzed. The goldfish living in a bowl stretched its jaws. The door banged shut. The stairs creaked. The fridge hummed. The curtains billowed up. The pot boiled. The gas hissed through the stove. The tree branches, heavy with snow, crashed against the roof. My heart beat loudly. Thud. Thud. Tiny beads of water gathered on my nose. My hair went limp. My waist grew folds. I shed my skin. Lips have trembled. Tears have flowed. Cheeks have puffed. Stomachs have twisted with pain. I went to the country. The car broke down. I walked back. The boat sailed. The waves broke. The horizon tipped. The jetty grew small. The air stung. Some heads bobbed. Some handkerchiefs fluttered. The drawers didn't close. The faucets dripped. The paints peeled. The walls cracked. The books tilted over. The rug no longer lay out flat. I ate my food. I chewed each mouthful 32 times. I swallowed carefully. My toe healed. There was a night. It was dark. There was a moon. It was full. There was a bed. It held sleep. There was movement. It was quick. There was a being. It stood still. There was a space. It was full. Then there was nothing. A man came to the door and asked, "Are the children ready yet? Will they bear their mother's name? I suppose you have forgotten that my birthday falls on Monday after next. Will you come to visit me in the hospital?" I stood up. I sat down. I stood up again. The clock slowed. The post came late. The afternoon turned cool. The cat licked its coat, tore the chair to shreds, slept in a drawer that didn't close. I entered a room. I felt my skin shiver, then dissolve. I lighted a candle. I saw something move. I recognized the shadow to be my own hand. I felt myself to be one thing. The wind was hard. The house swayed. The angiosperms prospered. The mammal-like reptiles vanished. Is the heaven to be above? Is the hell below? Does the lamb still lie meek? Does the lion roar? Will the streams all run clear? Will we kiss each other deeply later? In the peninsula, some ancient ships are still anchored. In the field, the ox stands still. In the village, the leopard stalks its prey. The buildings are to be tall. The structures are to be sound. The stairs are to be winding. In the room, sometimes there is to be a glow. The hats remain on the hat stand. The coats hang dead from the pegs. The hyacinths look as if they will bloom. I know their fragrance will be overpowering. The earth spins on its axis. The axis is imaginary. The valleys correspond to the mountains. The mountains correspond to the sea. The sea corresponds to the dry land. The dry land corresponds to the snake, whose limbs are now reduced. I saw a man. He was in a shroud. I sat in a rowboat. He whistled sweetly to me. I narrowed my eyes. He beckoned to me. Come now. I turned and rowed away as if I didn't know what I was doing. Wow. Okay. Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica Kincaid. I love you. All right, you guys, that's it. And look at me coming in under 10 minutes for a change. I hope you enjoyed that. Update about me. I'm totally paranoid because the only thing I've been doing, really, you know, I'm still recovering from surgery and will be for the next, I think, 5 or 6 weeks. I've been listening to podcasts, and they've all been about murder. And, you know, I started with My Favorite Murder. I've told you guys I love that podcast. And it's very tame, I've realized, compared to others. They don't always tell the gruesome details. So I graduated on to the ones that do explain the full story. Oh, hey, before I forget, I will put a link in the description of this podcast so that you'll know where you can buy this book called Short, edited by Alan Ziegler, and a link to Jamaica Kincaid and all of her work. Anyway, so now I'm listening to these other ones that are terrifying. And one is True Crime Garage. The other one is Sword and Scale. The first Sword and Scale I listened to was about a teenage boy who loved his mom, who was always a good kid. Only problem was he was a little bored with school. Well, one day he decided to kill his mom by bashing her head in. And to skip ahead to the way he said it, yeah, I guess I lost my virginity to my mom's skull. So there you go. That's a nice way to end this podcast. Anyway, I'm very paranoid now, and I believe everyone in the world is out to rape and kill me and you and everyone we know. Even saying that out loud right now on this podcast seems predictive and terrifying. I sure hope it's not. So, I don't know, if you're planning on doing some horrible stuff to me or any of my listeners for that matter, first of all, stop it. Now, if that didn't deter you, if you're like, I'd love it if you were like, you know what? She said don't murder her. Okay, no problem. What if that's how it went? Anyway, if I didn't deter you, I want you to know I never leave this house. So you're never going to find me, and you can't get to me because I am in a very secure place. Like, there's no way to get up here. I can barely get to my own place. That's how it is. So if you do find me somehow, I'll kill you first, okay? That's just how it is. I'm good like that. I sense when someone's about to try to murder me. So we've come to this mutual understanding that no one listening is ever going to attack, or attempt any horrible act, including murder on me. All right? Deal. Moving on. Thank you guys, as usual, for listening. Thank you for rating this podcast on Apple, whatever it's called now, podcasts. If you haven't done that and you listen and you like it, please do so. It makes a big difference. It only takes a minute. I appreciate you telling your friends about it. And if you want to see what kind of stuff I'm up to as an artist, that's what I do. If you don't know, I'm a visual artist. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's Robyn_O'Neill, RobyN_O'Neill. You know what? Here's something I haven't done in a while, now that I'm in the spirit of talking about murderers and rapists and disgusting human beings. I haven't kicked pieces of shit out in a while. So let me take this opportunity to say to any and all bigots listening, and also to rapists and child molesters and murderers, get the fuck out of here. No one wants you here at Me Reading Stuff. All right, they're out of here. So the rest of you, I just want to remind you I love you, and good night.